Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Oh, I just got a phone call about taking money out of my account. What's that for?
Sir, there is a purchase has been made from your eBay account for a gift card. It's a Google Play gift card.
No, I didn't do no purchase card.
Then let me tell you, sir, then if you are not doing that, then located the IP address, and the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, sir.
Yes, I do, ma'am. I'm a ma'am.
Ma'am? Yes, sorry. Sir, I do believe you want to cancel this purchase right now, and you want to block those persons from your internet connection.
Yes, just delete it all, because I did not make a purchase for anything.
Not a problem. I will surely help you in this. Right now, I can see from my server that there is an online procedure for that. So could you please tell me, what kind of cell phone are you using? Are you using an Android phone? Are you using an iPhone?
I don't need this. I'm going to go ring up my bank and tell them not to take any money out of there.
The bank won't help you out in this.
I did not order anything, Bob. I did not order, thing. I didn't get that.
The bank will block your account. As simple as that. The bank will block your account for 1 week. Right now I'm trying to help you out for getting the cancellation and blocking them permanently.
Yeah, well, block it completely because I did not order nothing for you.
For that, there is a procedure you need to follow so that I can help you out. Could you please tell me what kind of device are you using, like what cell phone are you using? Are you using Android or are you using iPhone?
I'm using Optus.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone?
I have got you on speaker.
Okay. Now, on this cell phone, there is an application, there is an app which says Play Store. Could you please find it out and open it up, Play Store?
Play Store, also. I just got to go through there.
Take your time. Do not hurry up.
Play Store. What app is it called?
Play Store. PLAYSTORE. Play Store.
Yeah, I've got some Play Store, but what else do I have?
Now, after opening up the Play Store, at the very top, what do you see, ma'am?
Pardon?
At the very top, what do you see? At the very top of the page, what do you see?
I've just got all these apps on here. TikTok, Disney.
At the very top, do you see search for apps and games?
Apps and games.
Yeah, search option. At the very top, a white panel which says search. At the very top.
All right, search. Yeah.
Yes.
What do I write?
Now, right now, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So type over there, eBay.
Where do I start? What am I going to write down?
eBay. E-B-A-Y. eBay. Then give a space.
Right.
Then A as an apple, letter A.
The pardon?
The letter A. Type the letter A as an apple. The letter A.
A.
N as in November, N.
N.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Y.
D as in David, D.
D.
E as in Edward, E.
E.
S as in sugar, S.
S.
K as in kilo, K.
K.
Now search for it, and what is the first option comes up, let me know.
Any disremote desktop?
Yes, correct. Yes. Give a click on the any desk, remote desktop, and give a click on the install one, the green color option. This is install.
Any desk remote. Yeah, I've got to install it, though.
Yes, click on install. After that, you will see an option called open. When you see open, do let me know.
Yeah.
Through this right now, you will be getting the cancellation ID generated from the server.
Yeah, send it to that one.
Do you see open?
Not open yet.
Okay,
no problem.
Just push
up
if you see open. Yes, push open.
Probably step and
Click on OK. OK, click on okay.
OK. Yep.
Now what do you see?
I see this control this device remote. Plug in.
Click on cancel first.
Yep.
Now what do you see? Do you see tutorials? Now listen to me carefully. You need to touch on the blinking areas again and again until and unless you see a number. Touch on the blinking areas.
Alright. Connection status, you can see is the connection.
Touch on the blinking areas. Touch on the blinking areas again and again.
Again?
Yes, again. You need to just do it again and again.
Then it's got a number now.
Yeah, hey, read me back the number first.
362-897-278.
Tell me once again slowly.
362-897-278.
278. Okay. Now I'm repeating you the number. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 362-897-278. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now still it is blinking or the blinking is gone?
There's a blinking light now, remote address if you wish to commit.
Touch on the blinking area. Touch on blinking. Until and unless the blinking is gone. Touch on that.
Yes. And it's got another blinking area. Do I tap on that as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a big blinking area.
Yeah, touch on that.
Right, now it's got the numbers up there, set password.
Yes, click on the set password. Click on the set password. A password has been generated. You need to put the password over there. Now, did you click on set password? Now listen to me, little bit go down, you will see an option called permission profiles. Permission profiles. Two words in a single line. Do you see that?
Logins information.
Little bit go down. Little bit scroll down. Little bit, not more. Permission profiles.
Stop that there. What about this? What the clear permission session.
Permission profiles, yes, it's permission profiles. Click on that.
Right.
Now what do you see?
I've got default screen.
Full? Click on full.
Full access?
Yes, click on that one, correct.
Yep.
Now after that, clicking on that, there will be third option which says enable unattended access. Do you see that? A small checkbox, blank checkbox, enable unattended access. Click on the checkbox.
Yeah, I got that.
Now, it will ask for a password, that's correct?
Yeah, so what's the number, password or for email?
The password will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, all in lowercase, no uppercase. E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
7890.
7890.
Yeah. Press on OK.
Yeah.
Now, did you click on OK?
Yep.
Now, from the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning. When you see a security warning comes up, it is from the server. Do let me know, OK?
Security warning, got the security warning come up.
Now, do you see the Start Now option? You just click on Start Now.
Start.
Click on Start Now.
It doesn't say start now.
You don't say any options comes up start now?
It just says profile full access, profile accept, establish.
Okay, any. You will again see an option called start now. Do not do anything, you will get to see an option called start now. You need to click on start now.
So, option, you might show again. No, there's nothing saying start now.
Do you see start broadcast or anything comes up? On the middle of the screen, do you see start now? Or right corner, right hand side, down corner, anything which says start now?
No.
What do you see? Tell me.
Profile assembled. Any disk will start capturing anything that displayed in on your screen.
And do you, what are the options do you see?
Cancel or allow.
Allow, click on allow, correct. Don't see. Now do you see? What do you see now?
Full assemble and touch.
Okay, do you see an AnyText icon at the very top comes up? Give a click on that AnyText icon.
Turn it on.
Yeah, turn it on, correct.
That's turned on.
Now go back.
Go back.
Yes. Now do you see a close option?
Close option.
At the right down bottom corner, close.
Yes, yes.
Click on close. Again, click on close.
Next second one, close.
Again, close, yes.
Yep.
Now on the top corner, there will be an arrow pointing backwards. Do you see the arrow?
On my phone.
Top corner. Click on the arrow.
Yeah.
Do you see anything comes up eBay security server?
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now we will help you out for canceling this purchase. So can you go back to your home screen and again open up the Play Store?
Go back to the full screen, so I'll go back over here.
Where you can see all your apps.
Open again?
No, go down.
Go down. About this app.
Go down a little bit.
Keep going down. Data safety.
Go down.
Keep going down. Right application.
Go down. Go down.
What do I look for?
There will be an option coming up, AnyText plugin. Go down.
Go at the very top. Say it again.
Go at the very top. Go up.
Go up.
Do you see a magnifying glass on the right top corner, a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on the magnifying glass.
Yep.
Now type over there AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. ANY, it's ANY.
Or any, ENY.
ANY.
ANY. AnyDesk. Click on that.
No. Type AnyDesk first, type AnyDesk.
AnyDesk, okay.
Do you see any option comes up, plugin, Anydex plugin? Click on that Anydex plugin. Put your charger. Put your charger first. Connect your charger.
Give me a second and decide if I can fix it a bit to get up and move around.
Not a problem. Take a lovely time. Take a lovely time. When you connect your charger, let me know, okay?
Yeah, well done. Oh, yeah, it's on charge. What do I do, Dad?
Unlock your phone first.
Pardon?
Unlock your phone. Unlock your phone.
Yep. Yes, good.
Over there, do you see any option comes up? Anydex plugin AD1? Click on that. Plugin AD1.
That do I open again?
No. Go down. This time, go down.
Anydex plugin.
Now, do you see Anydex plugin AD1 at the very top? Plugin AD1. Scroll up little bit. Go up. Do you see plugin AD1? Not that one. Go back. Do you see the first option? Plugin AD1.
Anydex plugin 1, is that it?
Yes, the AD1. Anydex plugin AD1.
Very bad. Right, well, push install.
Yes, correct. Push install.
Right, happening. Gotta wait till it's open.
Okay, not a problem. When you see it comes up which says uninstall only, do let me know. Your internet is very slow, sir, ma'am, right now.
Yeah, it's a process. Long process, isn't it?
What is happening? Why your internet is slow? Because they have got into your IP address, those fraudulent persons who are misusing your information. That is the reason your internet surfing is getting much slower as expected. So go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Okay, that's bullshit. Home screen. I'm not going.
Where you can swipe the page from bottom to top or go back to your home screen. Where you can see all your apps. Hello?
Yeah, I'm true, but it's got developed contact. You got on the wrong one, have I?
No. Go back to your home screen. Go back.
Going back. So it's back under the big thing where you got Disney, Skype, and all that.
Go back to that page where you can see all your apps, all your icons. At the very bottom, there is a circle icon. Click on the circle icon. Go back.
I've gone out of it, man. What happened?
Yes, get out of this page. Get out of this page.
You'll go back to Play Store?
Yes. Get out of the Play Store. Get out of the Play Store.
Get out of the Play Store.
Yes.
So I'll go back to my normal screen.
Yes. Go back in. Now there is an application with the settings. Could you please open up the settings?
in messages you talked about?
No, settings. There is an application in your cell phone, ma'am, which says settings.
I'm seeing that.
Not the messages. There is an app, settings. Just look, settings.
Oh, settings there, yeah. Bluetooth, I've got to put all this on, do I?
Now go down.
Oh, the system's app? No.
Do you see additional settings? Give a click on additional settings.
Yeah, got that. Right, that's now.
Do you see accessibility?
Yeah.
Click on that one.
There's power button to end call, no.
Now go down.
I'll keep going down. Right, yeah, there is.
Go down. Now yeah, do you see AnyDesk control service? Give a click on that AnyDesk control service.
Yep, push on that one.
Yes, push on that one, correct ma'am. Now you need to make it turn on. Turn it on.
Turn it on.
Then click on allow. Click on allow or okay. Click on allow. Okay or allow. Okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's on.
Okay. Now, get out of the settings page.
Get out of the settings page again.
Yes.
Keep going, do I?
Yes. Get out of the settings page. Go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps.
Alright. Alright, what have I got here?
Okay, now do you see any app which says AnyDesk? Can you please click on that app?
Yeah. Oh yeah, what happens now?
No. Go back. Not that one. There is an app which says AnyDesk. Go back.
Oh, AnyDesk.
Yes. Swipe the page.
I'm just looking for it.
Now, do you see AnyDesk? Click on that AnyDesk.
Yeah, got that.
Now, what do you see?
I see. Well, got. Oh, push
okay.
OK. Okay.
Yes, push OK. Yes, push OK.
Yeah,
now you can see eBay secured. Now just be on that page. Now you will see again an option called allow or start now. Click on allow or start now or OK.
Allow.
OK, now just hold for a moment. Just be on that page. Again, you will get to see an option called allow. You need to click on that allow.
Well, it's just got remote access. There's nothing else there.
Okay, just hold for a moment. You will get to see that. Now, do you check your emails on this phone, madam?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just hold. Now, do you see any allow option comes up?
No allow options come up yet.
Okay, just check. It will come up. Just be on that page. The server is helping you out. You will get to see an allow option.
Oh, just keep skipping allow, right? Push that.
Yes, push that. Correct, madam.
Right, that's pushed on. Now what happens? It's gone.
Okay. Hello? Now what we... Yes. Right now, what we are going to do, we are going to give you the security for each and every step because those persons are misusing your information right now. Okay?
So go back to AnyDesk?
No, do not go back to the AnyDesk. Open up your email.
All right, open up my email.
Yes.
Email.
Now, you need to check today's email. Did you got any suspicious mail or not?
Or is that in that report thing, is that it?
Do you see any suspicious mail today that you didn't recognize it? Anything without your knowledge? If you found it out, let me know.
Well, I got INET invoice account.
You got an INET. So you don't know about that INET invoice?
No, I don't know what INET is.
Okay, then definitely those persons are using the INET support team as well. So go up. Go at the very top page.
Sorry, well,
at the right top corner, do you see your initial? At the right top corner, do you see your initial?
My initial, J. First, you know,
yes,
J.
Click on that one, J, first.
Oh, yeah, this is all my information there.
Yes. Now, check your email address. Both are your email address. There are two email addresses are being registered. Both are your email address.
Let's see that one.
What happened?
Picture help people recognize you and help you.
No. Do you see a cross sign? Click on the cross.
Oh, shit, what does this do?
Okay, not a problem. Now, just go back to your home screen. We will help you to secure your email address because your email address is already being compromised by those persons. And could you please tell me, there are two email addresses you use, that's correct?
Yeah, I got Jackie Gow.
Yes, jackiegow@gmail.com or gowplayjackie@gmail.com.
And Jackie, Jackie.
Yes. So both are your email address?
Pardon?
Both are your email address, madam? Your personal email address?
A posting address?
No. Both the emails are your email address? Both that emails?
Where's that one?
Okay, not a problem. What can you see?
I just see profile picture and profile picture.
Okay.
Now,
listen to me carefully, Jackie, okay? Right now, we have just got the information that your being details are being compromised. You're having two emails. Your two emails is being compromised by those persons, okay? Yes. So right now we will put the security on your eBay and your eBay account as well. The third thing is that I do believe you bank with NAB Bank. That's correct?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So do you do application banking or do you do internet banking?
I don't do any internet banking. I just get when I send money to people, I just send money over through NAB.
Okay. So you do with your application, that's correct, your app?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now what is happening, Jackie, the app is not secured. Through the app, they are getting your information and they are doing that and they are trying to take out the money from your NAB account, okay? So what can you see on your cell phone screen, can you tell me?
Well, I just got any desk, it's still on there, connected to them, but no.
Now go back to your home screen.
Right, I got the home screen there, but...
Yeah. Now, do you know, open up a Google, can you open up a Google page?
Google page?
Yes, open up a Google.
Got Google, turn it on. So, what do I search for there?
Now, search over there the name of your, type the name, NAB. NAB, NAB.
I got my NAB account on my phone. Do I just click on or just click on the NAB phone?
No, that's not safe. Through that, they are getting your information. Sure. That's the reason.
And push NAB.
Yeah, type NAB.
Yeah.
NAB Internet Banking, NAB Login. Click on NAB Login. Do you see any option comes up, NAB Login?
Mm-hmm.
NAB Login. The second one.
Not blocking yet.
Let's click on that one.
So the people being written my bank account.
Yes, they are with your bank account as well your email address and as well as your bank account as well. So no need to worry, I will help you out. First of all, we have to check your statement that any suspicious statement you got today, because right now they have tried to purchase the card. So we have to check it from your end as well. So do you see any option comes up, internet banking, click on that one.
Integrated online banking, step one, open an app.
Just click on online banking then.
The online statements and letters, access your transactions.
Click on online banking.
Okay. Yep, got that.
Now what comes up, let me know.
I've got online banking security.
Now, right top corner, do you see login? Click on login.
Login. Yep. Right, I got.
Now, just told, after that, you will get to see and it will ask for your ID and password. Any page comes up with that?
It's just gone to my NAB. NAB ID.
You just put your NAB ID and the password.
What I got now?
You don't know, you remember your NAB ID and the password?
Well, I got it on my phone,
Yes. Take your time and find it out and type it over there. Do not log in from your application. It's not safe. I'm on the line, just check it from your end. When you got your NAB ID and the password, let me know, okay?
Yeah.
If you want, I can help you out to getting your NAB ID.
I might need you to help me with that because I can't find it.
Okay. Do you have a debit card from your NAB bank? Do you have a debit card?
Yeah,
on the back of the card, there is a black panel, there is a black line. Above that line, there will be an ID number written. That is your NAB ID. You need to put that NAB ID.
All right, NAB ID, right, yeah. Click on that.
Did you got your NAB ID?
I'm just getting right there now.
Just check if you're typing the correct or not. Just check it first.
Yeah, I'm just checking out this. 7, 4, 3, 2, 7, 1, 6. Oh, yeah, that's the next.
Okay, now you need to type down your password.
Password.
You remember your password?
The first password or PIN number?
No, the password. The password, not the PIN number.
I can't remember the password.
You don't remember the password?
No.
You log in with a PIN number, that's correct?
I logged in my ID number, but I can't enter your password, remember?
Yes. Okay. Can you listen to me first of all? Answer one question for me.
Yeah.
when you log in from your app, do you put a PIN number or you put a password?
Oh, yeah, forgot password. Sorry, yeah.
Yes. And did you put me, are you talking with me on your speakerphone?
Yes, I'm talking on speakerphone. It's just hard for me to, well, you see, hear me calling, so I put my password in.
Okay, try to put your password. And what can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you let me know?
Okay. Save password.
Yeah, just hold for a moment. It will automatically run. Now, do you see any option comes up? Confirm. Click on confirm.
I got policy update, notification.
Yes, confirm. Click on confirm. The red one.
That it says continue. Do I do that?
Continue. Click on continue.
Yeah.
Now do not do anything. Just be on that page. If you see your account comes up.
You've got account list here. The thing. Oh, security alert. Customer receipt scans.
Yes. Yes. That's it. Now go down. Try to go down.
Yeah, it's got all my, how much is in my account now, balance,
yes,
whatever it's called.
Yes, yes. So right now they have tried to take out the money from that account. So apart from the NAB bank, do you have any other bank account?
No, just this one.
Only this
NAB.
And do you use any kind of credit card, anything like that?
No, just me NAB. NAB Visa card, credit card.
Okay, now right now we have just got the information, ma'am, that they have tried to use the application which says Zip. Did you ever use any app which says Zip?
Zip.
Yes?
No, I don't have any app that says Zip.
Okay, so what we have to do, madam, right now, we have to block, this is the last blocking thing, we have to block them from your Zip account because they have tried to do it from the Zip as well. So could you tell me, do you have a driver's license?
No, I don't, no.
Do you have any Medicare card?
Yes, a Medicare card. I've got an identification card, card.
Okay, that will be needed for the verification right now. So do you see the Play Store app? Click on the Play Store.
Yeah, I've got the Play Store app. We've got it back up again.
Now just type from your keyboard Zip, Z-I-P, Zip.
Zip.
Now just hold from a moment. You will see an option comes up. This says install. Do you see install? At the very top. Do not go down at the very top. Install.
Zip Pay.
Yes, click on Zip Pay. Click on Zip Pay. The first one, click on Zip Pay.
Yeah. Right, we've got the Zip Pay thing coming up now, so just got to wait for it to open.
Yeah, click on Open.
Yeah, just got to wait for it to open then.
Yes, yes. When you see the Open option, let me know. Right now, we have to block them from your Zip account as well because your Zip account is being used for purchasing this kind of stuff right now.
How can I take from Zip account when I don't have a Zip account?
Because you are not doing that. You are having an eBay account. Do you have any eBay account? Are you aware of your eBay account?
Well, I don't think I even have an eBay account. I'm too scared to go forward.
So right now, this is the last thing we have to block. After blocking this, they will be blocked from your internet connection and they will not able to do anything.
Okay, so once this happens, I will push open and then...
Yes. Then I will help you out. Then I will help you out what to do. Okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
Not a problem. Take your time.
I started getting angry then.
No.
I'll start to get angry because I thought there was another scam trying to get hold of me.
No, you don't have to worry about that. We are here for you. We are from the anti-fraud department. We are here for you, ma'am.
Okay then.
No, it will take some time. Your internet connection is a little bit slower because they are still in your IP with your zip account. That's the reason. This is the last thing we have to block. Then after that, you will get a fine internet connection.
Okay, man. Yeah, it's just taking such a long time to open that account up. That's been up before. Getting there slowly, but it's getting there.
Okay, not a problem. Take your time. When you see the open, let me know.
I'm just a pensioner, mate, just struggling as it is. Now I'm having all this money taken out of my accounts and everything.
Why? Come again? I didn't get you.
Yeah, I'm a what's going on here?
What were you telling? Can you tell me once again?
I'm a struggling pensioner at the moment. I just managed to pay what I can pay out of my account. So I go to the bank and get money from the bank account and then go down and pay my debt and settle in.
Open. Now, just hold for a moment. Now, right now, we will first of all block this hackers from your zip account right now, okay?
Okay.
Yes. So, do not do anything right now. Do you see sign up over there? Sign up now?
No, not yet. I've got this little purple thing down and a black dot going back and forth a bit.
Okay. Can you go in front of the router where you connected to your Wi-Fi? Can you go in front of that where you were talking at the very beginning? Can you go
that? Oh, yeah, just get some pocket down in there.
Are you there, ma'am?
Okay. It says get started. Your mobile phone number. My mobile phone's up here.
Yeah, it's correct. Is that correct?
Yes, my phone number. Yes, my phone number.
Give a click on send code.
Click send code.
Yes, click on send code.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, it's open again.
Do it slowly. You don't have to hurry up. Give a click on sign up first.
It says zip now, pay later.
Yeah, give a click on sign up.
Going out of that now.
Yeah, okay. Just hold for a moment. You will get to see a page coming up. Just hold.
Alright, get started with zip by choosing an account. Right, get started. Enter your mobile number.
It will automatically come up. Do you see any number comes?
My number's coming up yet. The phone number's up there now.
Give a click on send code first.
Send code. Just push on send code.
Yes.
Okay, what's happening now? I said it, but...
Just hold for a moment. Do not do anything.
All right.
Okay, do not do anything. Do not do anything.
Oh, yeah.
The server is going to help you out to auto-verify the code right now.
It says your 6 weeks of code, send the code we sent you to the number ending with 218.
You can see it automatically entered.
Yes, I see a number there. Do I tell you what it is? Oh, no, that's gone now.
It will automatically comes up. Now, we will try to block them directly from your ZIP account. So you need to type your first name correctly over there.
Legal name. So I'll just put my real name in.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Do it correctly.
Legal middle name, Benny. Legal last name. Email address. So I'll put that in T now. That's my email. Oh, I can't remember what that is. Can you remember what my email address is? Hello?
Y is in yellow.
gmail.com
at
gmail, what is it?
Yes, gmail.com.
Right. But the address in there?
Yes, now click on residential address. If you see the address comes up, you need to select it, ma'am. If you see the address comes up below, you need to select it.
Oh, okay. There's a cut over wrong addresses there.
Yeah. Type.
Hold on, let's get back out of it and see what happens.
Yes, type from the beginning. Type the address. Do you see the address came up?
No, my address hasn't come up on here yet, so I'll keep typing it in.
Okay, keep typing.
National Street, National Macadamia. Keep going. M-A-R-Y. Right, push on that. Gender, female.
Select it.
Address. Right. Go.
Select your date of birth correctly. Type.
Yep. Alright, I confirm I'm Australian citizen.
Yes. Yes, click on the icon form checkbox, click on that one.
On continue.
Yes. Now click on the confirm, the checkbox, the checkbox.
Yeah, the checkbox.
Click on continue. Then click on continue.
Continue.
Now right now you will get to block them from your bank directly from your ZipPay, from your NAB account, okay? So right now you have just given the NAB ID. So you need to put your NAB ID once again. Type your NAB ID.
Yeah, I can't even remember, Bob.
Okay, I'm telling you your NAB ID. Type it over there. It's 174.
All right.
3216.
3216. 1 6. 1 6. Did you type 6? Yeah. Alright. Type the password. Right.
Yes, yes. On the page, on the internet banking page, you type the password just like that. You need to type it once again. When you are done, let me know. When you are done, let me know.
Yeah. Alright, I push guys.
No, just hold.
Oh, I pushed go already.
Okay, not a problem, not a problem.
I got the password in there, so...
Okay, not a problem, not a problem. Just hold for a moment. Now the page the page will be coming up. When you see any page comes up, another page, let me know.
Yeah. You did not store your login.
Yes, just hold for a moment.
Yes. Yeah, little purple box, a little dot going across it.
It's verifying and it's blocking them. It started the verification from your NAB account.
So now,
you need to be handy with your Medicare card. You don't have any driver's license, I do believe. That's correct?
Yes.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, I don't have a job, we've got the Medicare card.
Yes, Medicare card. Be handy with the Medicare card. When you got that, let me know. Take your time.
Probably sick of me by now. Find this card. Alright, Medicare card.
Okay. Now, did you got that?
Yep, I got that.
Okay. Now, you need as per your Medicare card, put your first name, middle name, and last name as per your Medicare card.
All right, so I've got to go through your first name, your middle name, and your last name, do I?
Yes. If it is the first name, you can see it's already written. Is that correct? The first and the last name?
Yeah, first and last name, yeah.
Type the middle name, if you have on the card. Do you have a middle name on the card?
Yeah, I just got the G for my middle name.
Yeah, so type the G, only G.
All right. Next. Put the Medicare card number now.
Yes, put your Medicare card number.
Push on that. Right, number. Yeah. Right, 4, 2, 6, 5, space.
Do not give any space. Type from the single line. Do not give any space.
Single line. Right, yeah. Okay, so it's back there. Right. 2, 7, 1, 6, 2, 5. Right, yeah. Go down to the next one. Oh, next. Right. Look above it. Date. Back to valid 2.
Yes, type the valid 2. Just hold, just hold, uh-huh. Just hold, do not type.
Alright, there you go, valid. So do I put, oh, what's that refine?
Yeah, reference number, you need to click on the reference number.
Reference number, audio.
On the side, you will see a reference number. You need to click on the reference number.
It's just got gun. Reference number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, on the card, do you see a reference number? On the card, do you see a reference number? On the medical
like,
card?
I like a 5.
5. Click on 5.
5.
Now you need to type down the expiry of the card.
Expires, right, yeah. What is it? Yeah. Number.
What happened? Tell me, any problem?
No. 1/2 Clock, I need a new fucking business. It's like I need a new Medicare number.
Okay. Tell me the expiry date. Tell me the expiry date. The server gonna help you. Tell me the expiry date.
Why valid to the 01/2025.
2025. Okay.
Yeah. I could see you typing it.
Continue.
Alright, it's gone. Purple,
now, you need to be handy with your NAB card. You need to be handy with your NAB card. We will have to block them from the zip account from your NAB card. So be handy with your NAB card.
Blink card, Visa card, card holder name.
Yes, you need to put your name which is written on your NAB debit card. You have your NAB debit card with you?
Yeah, I've got it. I can't see it. Man. Yeah.
What is the name written on the card?
Beverly Galley.
Yes. So type over there. Type over there.
Capital letter P-A-R-A-L-E-N-E and Galley. P-A-W-L-E-Y. Right. Card holder name.
Okay.
Card number.
Yes. Put your card number over there.
The one in the front.
Yes, the front, the 16-digit number on the front. Correct.
Yeah.
When you are done, let me know, okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This has been long because it's so dark in my house.
Okay, not a problem.
I'm so sorry for all the inconvenience.
Not a problem, take your lovely time. Do it slowly.
Right. Do I just put all the numbers together or do I got to try
all numbers together, do not give any space. All numbers together.
Oh, yeah. What are they now? Type next?
Yeah, type down the expiry.
Expiry type. Where is that? Do I put the whole year, do I?
Yes, yes, 2025, you need to put that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, at the back of the card, there is a three-digit number. Do you know that CVV number? Put that on the back of the card.
Oh, I thought that's dangerous to use that. Okay, I'll put down that one.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, now just hold. Hold for a moment.
Yep, I'm holding.
Now just hold for a moment right now. Okay, now we have blocked the ZIP account right now.
Yeah.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Just be online with it. Just be online with me. Let me check that.
Yeah. Sadly, it's not meant to be. Thank you for the application.
Yeah, do not worry about that.
Oh, it's gone back into my home page. Go to my home page again.
That's lovely. And
yeah. So it's okay now? Everything's done?
No, just hold for a moment. The last thing is being left right now.
Yeah.
Bulana, Kaka. Just hold for a moment.
Yep. Hello?
Okay, now open up the now right now it is secured, so you can open up the NAV from your app. Try to open up your NAV from the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's open.
Login. Okay.
Login.
Login. When you put your password, do let me know.
This is try logging again, okay?
Okay, yeah, put your password once again. It's done?
Okay. Oh, I've got to do it again.
Just take your password, type your password correctly.
Yeah, I am.
Otherwise, it will be blocked.
Right, gliding. Right, yeah. Security alert. Go down to the money. It says,
yeah,
no,
check
nothing about.
Yeah, check your statement. Statement.
Yeah, my balance is $49.
Yes, yes. That's your balance, not a problem. Now, in the left top corner, there will be three lines.
Left of the corner, there will be three lines.
Yeah,
right,
the
yeah.
Left top corner.
Yeah.
Left top corner. Yeah. Okay, on the three lines.
Is that where it says security light?
No, no, at the very left corner, three horizontal lines.
In a square?
On the left hand side, very top corner, there will be three lines.
Oh, three lines, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not
right,
enough,
yeah,
man.
Okay.
You need to click on cards. You need to click on cards first.
Card.
Okay, now just hold for a moment. Okay, click on okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's gone back to the lab screen thing.
Try to click on login page.
Oh, I've just been out of there. What happened?
Okay, do not touch it. Do not touch your phone. Just the server's gonna verify your identity right now for the last.
Yeah.
For the security.
This just goes out into my same screen.
Yeah, do not do anything. The server gonna help you out to verify you. And you just click a selfie of yours right now so you can be the camera gonna verify you. The server gonna verify you. You need to click.
Yeah, you got my photo there. Green up, photo. So what I'll do now?
You need to click a selfie. You need to click a selfie for that because we have got your Medicare card. We have blocked those persons. Did you click a selfie?
Yes.
Yes. Good selfie, a front facing, a smile one. No hands between your face, nothing.
Oh, there you go. Now, click it again.
Okay, now all the things are done. You can enjoy your day right now from now. You can enjoy
okay.
Your day from now. All the overseas is being blocked. You can hang up the call from your end, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Mike.
Not a problem. It's lovely speaking with you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. Have a lovely day. Have a drink of...
Have a lovely day, Mike. Yeah, thank you very much. You got to log off.